This is Holy Land Moments. Today, Ami Farkas talks about how Israel has turned one of its biggest difficulties, constant aggression from her neighbors, into an economic strength.
Thousands of miles from Silicon Valley, one of the biggest epicenters of technological development and innovation is right here in Israel. While the Israeli military has developed new and impressive ways to keep us safe, Israeli companies are also innovating in the private sector. And the government is helping the military and tech companies collaborate and cooperate. Today, Israel has nearly 6,000 tech startups. We have become a world leader, not just in security, but in chip manufacturing, biological and chemical research, and software development. One Nazareth-based company called NazTech is helping Arab would-be engineers join the Israeli tech boom and bring the benefits of technology to the rest of the Middle East. Another called Space Pharma is exploring ways to develop drugs in space, where zero gravity could help develop new medications. Many countries have tried to copy the success of Silicon Valley, but Israel's technology boom of the past decade stands out. Israel's developed an environment beloved by investors, businessmen, and engineers, encourages them to take risks, and feeds them with plenty of capital. What began out of necessity, out of the need to develop ways to protect ourselves from terror, has since developed into a massive industry improving lives around the world. Israeli tech has moved beyond its roots in the defense industry and emerged as one of the world's fastest growing tech centers. This is Ami Farkas in Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. You can visit holylandmoments.ca to learn more about the land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our free educational resource, Limud. More information is available at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.